The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Conor Faulkner, transport commentator, is back with me this week for the Hard Shoulder Bookshelf, placing his favourite read up alongside the French Country Cookbook by Elizabeth David. Derry Clark, the chef, placed it up there last week. So you're in August territory here now.
I am, Conor.
You really are. And we always allow kind of people honourable mentions of things they kind of almost wanted to put in the bookshelf, but not quite. So before we come to your choice, you've got two honourable mentions.
There you go. I'm squeezing them in.
You are really kind of taking advantage a little bit.
Yeah.
Player Games by Ian M. Banks. Tell me about this.
Yeah, he's a Scottish author of sophisticated science fiction. And I've always had a bit of a love for science fiction since I was a kid. I read loads. I mean, literally our household, we were surrounded by books. Like, every shelf was full. There were books and boxes of books that my dad kept. And I would pick stuff off at random. So I loved early science fiction. Ian M. Banks is a bit more modern than that. He has passed now, but he has this Culture series, which is really sophisticated, set in the far future, imagining humanity that lives alongside sentient machines in a galactic civilization. And that's the jumping off point for his adventure stories. So in a sense, you are the aliens visiting some other civilization and trying to manipulate them. And it's sophisticated stuff. Now, the particular one, The Player of Games, is probably the most accessible of them. They can get a little bit dense, but The Player of Games is a standalone story and it might just get you hooked on Ian M. Banks.
And is at the centre of it, I mean, is it a classic story? Like, is there kind of, is it just that the context is this future society and it's still kind of a dead body and a taciturn detective or something?
Yeah, the context is what's thrilling because it paints such a rich landscape of imagining what humanity might be like in 10,000 years' time. But in The Player of Games, they go in to try and manipulate this really vicious society that's kind of brutally sexist and has all sorts of science fiction themes in it. But imagine a sort of a fascist dystopia, and you're now the alien trying to intervene in that culture and correct it, if you like. And I say layers and layers of depth. So you might find some of his stuff, even the making up names and the making up landscapes, a bit hard to take or keep straight in your head, which is why I'd recommend The Player of Games. It's standalone and it's a good sort of window into it. And if it triggers your imagination, as it certainly did mine, it could cause an addiction.
Is there a metro in 10,000 years?
Yeah. Well, not in Dublin, but of the rest of the galaxy that cracked that one. Yeah.
So that's the first, Player of Games, Ian M. Banks. You wanted to mention as well the Horatio Hornblower series, is that right?
Yeah, now that's a book that I literally took off my father's bookshelf. And this, you know, they're written back in the 40s and 50s. And they're the original of the tall ship genre. And our hero is Horatio Hornblower, who's a British naval captain in the Napoleonic era. So you've got your swashbuckling adventure stories and ship-to-ship duels with the cannons blazing. But it's Hornblower himself that's the interesting character. He's really introspective. He's full of self-doubt. He's no awareness of his own brilliance. And it's written and woven wonderfully into history. And they say he's the inspiration for Captain Kirk. And as I say, it's really beautifully written. And apparently one of Winston Churchill's favourite series of books. And written of its time, but a very easy read. And again, you could fall into the world, read one of those books, and you'll want to read them all.
There was a TV series made of it.
Ewan Griffith. And it was quite a good series. It only took one micro slice.
A few Irish characters, I seem to remember.
As there were in the Napoleonic Navy. And so I say it's nicely written into the history. That miniseries took one little slice of Hornblower's sort of long canon. There was a movie in the 50s as well with Rock Hudson, I think it was, or Gregory Peck, played Hornblower.
I think this is the second mention we've had of the Hornblower series. I think Hugh Wallace, the architect as well, was a big fan of
Kudos to
Horatio.
Hugh Wallace, he's spot on.
Hornblower. But your winner, the book that is going up on the Hard Shoulder Bookshelf, I hold it. A well-thumbed copy is what I think they call this.
A well-thumbed copy, yeah. You're holding a hardback
vintage
version.
A Night of Watching, a novel by Elliot Arnold. Tell me about this.
Well, that one is from 1967, so my dad did buy it, and that's where that's what has it in my collection. It's an incredible story. It's a very easy read, and I'll tell you where we are. We're in Denmark in World War II.
Book
tells in novel form the story of how the Danish population saved their Jewish population from the Nazis. It's incredible, heartwarming stuff. Denmark surrendered when it was attacked in April 1940, with famously in 6 hours they surrendered. But it was more sophisticated than that. They kept some local control and the Danish king remained in position, he walked into the synagogue in Copenhagen and promised the Jewish people that they'd be protected. It was unprecedented at the time for a Christian king to be in a synagogue. And they were protected. And then when the Germans reneged on the deal in 43, very famously, over a period of about 2 weeks, the entire Jewish population was secretly hidden and then smuggled to safety in Sweden. And virtually every Danish citizen cooperated in it. And even the Germans, it's sort of an outbreak of humanity. Some of the German officers even collaborated with this endeavour, and the Jewish population of Denmark were saved. And so this tells that story in novel form, and you'll meet the sort of the Danish resistance fighters and the corrupt German officials and the Jewish civic leaders, one of whom thinks the Holocaust is coming, has a foreshadowing and wants to get out. The other one is the eternal optimist who says, no, it'll all work out. And all of that in a thrilling novel where if you start reading it, you'll be through and out the other side in one sleepless night. Absolutely brilliant book.
So there's a kind of a theme emerging from the last two books we've mentioned, the one that's going up on the bookshelf and the Hornblower series. They're both kind of historical fiction that fall into that category.
Yeah, I love historical fiction. Yeah, I read loads and loads of it. So the Bernard Cornwell stuff or some of the other Tall Ship stuff, even Second World War stuff. If it's historical fiction, I'm generally on board. Robert Harris has written some wonderful historical fiction books. There's one set in this sort of V2 era, which is brilliant.
Yeah, his latest one is about Stanley Baldwin and Venetia. Can't remember her surname.
I knew about they had an affair. Yeah. I tell you, one of my favourite books of his is called Pompeii, and it's set in the Roman era.
Yes.
And that's your classic sort of murder whodunit detective story, and you're seeing it through the eyes of the Aquarius, who's the Roman civil engineer whose job it is to mine the aqueduct. And he notices that, water is disappearing out of the aqueduct. And of course, we know the reason, whatever form of irony that is. Of course, we know the volcano is about to blow. So it's a murder come mystery, come romance, come power struggle, come gangster story, all set in Pompeii as the clock is ticking to the eruption. Brilliant stuff.
Yeah, I think he wrote a series. There's about three books, I think, he set in ancient Rome. And I recently read another, Connie Gulden, is that the name of the author as well?
Yeah, that's right.
He's a whole series of books. And Nero is one I had never heard of him before. And I know lots of people have, but I hadn't. And I read Nero recently, which is brilliant.
He's got a great Genghis Khan series as well, which is fantastic too, Connie Gulden. I can fall into all of that. But I have fairly eclectic taste. I always sort of like a bit of science fiction if it's good, if it's well written. And there's, I tend to reread books that I've kind of known and loved from years back. And at the moment, I'm lending books to my mother and my mother-in-law who can't keep up with them, just have to keep throwing books in front of them. So that's given me a chance to rummage through some of the old stuff.
Brilliant.
Like, God, I love that when I read it 20 years ago. Maybe she liked this.
What are you reading at the moment?
I always have a couple on the go. So there's an author called Matt Haig. Again, it's sort of light science fiction. If I say science fiction, it might put you off, but they're sort of softly written. He had a wonderful book called The Midnight Library, which is a bit more like sort of Sliding Doors and reflections on the life you could have had. And he has on, the title escapes me now, but the one I read recently is you're a history teacher in modern day London, 41 years old, with an ordinary little romance story going on. And then what you find out about him is he's actually 400 years old. And you hear little slices of his life from when he met Shakespeare, etc. And as the blurb says, you can cope with being immortal. The one thing you can't do is fall in love, .. and there follows a very beautifully written, soft story that you could call a romance if romance is your thing, or you could call science fiction if you like science fiction, or you could call historical fiction if that's your thing, but you'll enjoy the read.
All right, must give it a go. I enjoyed Midnight Library by Matt Haig as well. But A Night of Watching.
Night of Watching by Elliot Arnold. I don't know if you'll find it. That's my hard copy, and it dates from 1967. The historical story is quite well known, but if you can find that novel, it's brilliantly told in novel form. Elliot Arnold, A Night of Watching.
Any independent booksellers, if they are listening, let us know if you've got a copy of it, because people I know every week when we reveal what book is going up onto the bookshelf, go out and buy one. A Night of Watching by Elliot Arnold. Connor Fognan, transport commentator. Connor, as always, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.